I was, you know, I thought we played with a lot of effort tonight. For some reason or another, last two games we turned it over a ton. We've got to focus in on that. But I thought we played with some toughness, and you know, we were able to put some distance between us and them in the second half.
And yes, part of that second half was cleaning up your turnovers, because 11 of Loyola's 28 first half points came off turnovers. Most of those came from the beginning of the game. Do you believe that maintaining control of the ball has allowed you guys to come back in that first half, and especially in that second half, and make this game as competitive as it was, and if so, to what extent?
Are you saying that our turn, you know, them turning the ball over, or?
Us, you guys cleaning, turning over less, I meant.
Well, I don't really know the portions of the game that we turned it over the most. I know we had 9 at halftime, I think, and then we had 10 in the second half, so I don't know if there was a portion of the game that we didn't turn it over. I do understand what you're saying. When we had maybe some pockets where we didn't turn it over in a high rate, we were able to score.
Yeah.
And get out. And I thought that helped us. Getting out a little bit in transition, I thought it helped us.
All right. Ethan Britton Watts, 13 points off of 66% shooting, both from the field and from three. Helped steal this win from you guys, and the hustle he showed and the refusal to let anyone knock him down must have been a huge boost in this team's fight. Very simple question. How important is someone like Ethan Britton Watts and his character to this team?
Well, you know, he's the starting point guard, you know, so he's got a leadership role within the team. He's one of our more vocal guys, so he's got a big hand in us, and he did a great job tonight. Of leading us, did a really good job.
Absolutely. And last question, you guys had 16 bench points this game. A good portion which coming from contributors such as Anthony Morales and Kalen Jones. How much credit do you give the bench for your team's success overall, and how important is it to keep your reserve unit as strong as your starters?
Yeah, I thought tonight, you know, we got some good minutes out of CJ and Miles and Ant. You know, those guys played well, and you know, I thought Malcolm did some good things. I do think those guys were able to contribute and definitely helped us. Yeah, if we can get some consistent play from those guys, it'll give us a chance to be successful.
That's it. Thank you so much, Ben.
All right, buddy.